Hey everybody, James Breyer here with the Seattle Rodent Control Show, and today's show is called, How Can Seattle Residents Maintain a Rodent-Free Home Throughout the Year? Every year, Seattle homeowners spend thousands dealing with rat and mouse damage. But what if you could protect your home without breaking the bank? Today we'll show you how Seattle residents can maintain a rodent-free home throughout the year. Let's start with what I call the Great Seattle Seal-Up. Think of your house like a submarine. One tiny crack and water gets in. Same with rodents. You need to check your foundation for any gaps larger than a quarter inch. That's right. If you can fit a pencil in there, a mouse can squeeze through. Install door sweeps on every exterior door. Those gaps at the bottom might as well be welcome mats for rats. And don't forget about utility line entrances. Wherever pipes or cables enter your home, that's prime rodent real estate. Now, let's talk about the all-you-can-eat buffet you might be accidentally offering these unwanted guests. Your outdoor garbage bins? They should close tighter than a clam at low tide. Pet food left outside is basically a rodent dating spot. Bring it in at night. And those bird feeders? Love them, but keep them clean and away from the house. Birds are messy eaters, and those scattered seeds are a rat's dream come true. Here's something most folks overlook. Your yard might be the Four Seasons Hotel for rodents. Trim those bushes back from your house. Rats love using them like little highways. That pile of yard debris you've been meaning to clear? It's basically a rodent resort. And your firewood? Keep it elevated and away from your house, unless you want to provide luxury rat condos. Speaking of real results, let me tell you about the Johnson family in Ballard. They had rats playing parkour in their yard every night until they followed these exact steps. Within 2 months of sealing their crawlspace vents and moving their compost bin, their rat problem vanished faster than sunshine in a Seattle winter. Here's your homework for today. Take a walk around your house. Look for gaps and entry points at ground level. Pick just one opening and seal it this weekend. It's like putting up a no vacancy sign for rodents. And it's your first step toward a rodent-free home. This has been James Breyer with the Seattle Rodent Control Show.